constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It should be clear now that teaching American school kids that they are citizens of the world and we are now part of a global economy is a deceitful message. What the globalists want to do is to con us into a plan to add the poor countries around the world to our list of welfare handout recipients. The United Nations globalists gathered in Warsaw, Poland this fall for another conference to devise language to talk the United States into opening our treasury to the world. This gang of globalists used to spread scare talk about global warming, but when the globe stopped warming 16 years ago, they changed the language to calling it climate change. At their shindig last year in Doha, Qatar, Executive Secretary Christiana Figueres told the world that the real purpose of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change is to bring about a complete transformation of the economic structure of the world. The most recent big climate news was Typhoon Hainan that struck the Philippines, but assessing liability is considered nearly impossible. Even the global warming advocates admit that it can take years for scientists to determine whether global warming contributed to that event or to increase its severity. This bunch is still licking its wounds about the refusal of the United States to ratify the Kyoto Protocol. They're now at work to replace the Kyoto Protocol with a new legally binding treaty. It is set for completion and signing in the year 2015 in Paris, France, and to go in effect in 2020. Of course, the United States is paying for all the ongoing UN shenanigans. We pay hundreds of millions of dollars a year in so-called dues, while at least two dozen of the 103 UN members pay only $1,000 in dues or less. Yet they enjoy the same voting privileges that we do.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenbach is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And sadly, the Lady Claire is not going to be joining us on the air. She got really busy in some of her other endeavors, and I always tell her the radio show is the lowest priority, and she sends her apologies, and she'll be here next week. But we do a lot of things outside of the website and the radio show just to survive and get along, and you know, she's kind of caught up in that right now. Speaking of the economy, interesting story over at VinceLewis.net, and it's primarily illustrated by a photograph. And it's basically showing this gigantic storage lot where brand new cars are being stored that are not being sold. Now, in order to keep the factories going, there's a certain minimum number of new cars that have to be coming off the assembly line, and they're just putting them out there and putting them out there, hoping that new car sales or leases are going to revive, and it's just not happening. Now, Claire and I had noticed as we watched TV, the recent car commercials, with very low lease payments, no money due at signing, zero APR for purchases, and it's very attractive. But I think most people are in the position of wanting to buy a newer car or a new car or a lease, but in the current deteriorating economy, they're not certain they're going to be able to continue to make the payments no matter how generous the terms are. And until that confidence in the economy returns, people are just unwilling to apply for more loans. And this, of course, is a problem for private central banking because it is only by finding ever larger crowds of new borrowers that this little pyramid scheme can be kept going. And the American people, the people of the world, don't want to borrow anymore. They're trying to pay down their debt, and they're keeping the system going by governments going deeper and deeper into debt, and then telling you you have no choice but to repay it through taxes. It's debt slavery. That's the model of the government. Now, speaking of debt slavery, there's been a rumor that Greece is trying to basically shut down. And the story was floating around the Greek government that they were looking at a retroactive tax on foreign bondholders. And basically saying that foreign holders of Greek bonds who had made money on those bonds, were making money on those bonds, were going to be retroactively hit with a tax on that income. Now, Greece is denying this, and I can understand why, because what they're basically saying is that Greece sold bonds to investors, then turns around and taxes back the earnings. What's going to happen when that comes out? People stop buying Greek bonds. So they're already over there scrambling for what's happening. Interesting little article, and this is over in newsforge.com. Britain's oil, coal, and gas is now estimated to last them just another 5 years. They've sucked and dug everything out of the ground there. And what's really frustrating about all that we've seen over the last several years, since 2008, as we've seen the Federal Reserve just create trillions of dollars out of thin air, and pour it all over Wall Street to prop up the banking system. Can you imagine what would have been accomplished with that same cash invested in true cutting-edge alternative energy technology? We now know that all of the green projects that were being subsidized were payoffs to political cronies. They were set up to fail to keep us all convinced that we have to go on using oil and gas and allow fracking. But what could have been done with all that money? For one thing, there's been so much money spent propping up Wall Street, we could have constructed 30 thorium cycle reactors in major American cities with that money. Didn't do that. It's more important to keep the banks looking solvent here. Now, a lot of people are getting more and more concerned about the coming merger between Comcast and Time Warner. Comcast is now wanting to impose data caps on internet use. And what they're talking about, all internet access is already capped, but they want more stringent caps and then to charge you extra money to take the caps off. Here at Time Warner, we have something called Turbo Mode, where you're paying extra per month to have a faster bandwidth. We have to use that here in the world's smallest radio studio. But this seems to be the new American business model. Make you pay more and more money for less and less of whatever it is that you're buying, enforced by government mandate and monopolistic practices, which is why years ago in this country there were laws against monopolistic domination of any particular industry here. Now, Rogers Cable up in Canada was very miffed over the fact that in Netflix's rankings of best ISPs to stream movies and TV shows from Netflix on, Rogers Cable came in as the slowest. And Rogers is out there saying, well, you know, it's the overload, it's blah, 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 blah. I have actually another explanation, because Rogers Cable is one of the ISPs from which denial of service attacks on whatreallyhappened.com are regularly being launched. Now, this has to be soaking up the bandwidth at their end as well as mine. And maybe if Rogers Cable stopped allowing their systems to be used for nefarious purposes, their ranking might be a little tiny bit higher. But Rogers is in trouble. In fact, the industry is in trouble, because there's an article over at techdirt.com where the cable industry's own numbers are showing a decline in investment in cable providers over the last 7 years. And that's easy to understand, because the viewership of the corporate media is declining, ad revenues are dropping, the return on those systems is shrinking up, and investors are saying, well, you're not a guaranteed huge moneymaker for me. I'm going to find something else to put my money in, like bombs, bullets, and butters. By the way, another copyright troll has been caught seeding the Pirate Bay. Now, what I mean by that is there are law firms that are set up to do nothing but find people who are in violation of copyright laws and sue them for huge amounts of money, then offer to settle out of court for a not quite as huge sum of money. And in order to build their business, they're trying to create online piracy. And they found this guy who was connected to the law firm Prenda Law, which is one of the most egregious copyright troll companies, where this lawyer from this law firm was planting copyrighted material on Pirate Bay and sending out announcements, hey, you can come here to get whatever. And then they would track the IPs and sue these people. Now, that's not protecting copyright. That's not discouraging copyright theft. It's a scam to make money off the people. A lot of people surfing the web, when they see something up there, they presume it's there legally. And now we're finding out the lawyers for the copyright lawsuit firms are planting the stuff up there, hoping that you will stumble into it and they can sue you. Let's see. We're going to take a phone. Well, let's start with Art off the grid, and then we'll take you through the commercial break.
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
Going fine. What's going on?
You know, you were talking about the car dealers and all, and I've noticed around here when I go to town the past few months, you see a lot of signs are up, you know, just like you were talking about, you know, it's trying to get people in to buy new cars and, you know, buy here, pay here, finance mm-hmm. here, this, that, and the other, no credit checks. You're seeing a lot of promotions from the banks and other finance companies, you know, refinance your home and all that. And they're really pushing it. And I've been talking to a lot of people, And what people are telling me is when I ask them, have you thought about any of this? Have you thought about a new car? You thought about refinancing? And everyone's telling me the same thing. They're looking back at what happened prior to the housing bubble, you know, when it burst. They're looking at everything that's happened, and they're talking, and everybody says the same thing. I fell for it once. I'm not going for it a second time, because all they're trying to do is drive people deeper and deeper into debt. I think people have finally figured out that this is a bad thing. They're not willing to go for it. And I think the refusal of the people to participate in these buy here, pay here's, finance here, no background checks, refinance, special offer kind of deals, as long as they continue to refuse, that's going to drive the system farther and farther and help to accelerate the collapse of the economy.
I would agree. I have to cut you off here for the commercial break. When I come back, I have another observation to make about that.
All right.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks, then they tell us. The banks are too big to fail when the banksters all need to be in jail.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here and responding to Art's comments about the new cars. I mean, we'd all like to have a new or newer car. I'm driving a 14-year-old Honda right now, and it is a great car. I'm absolutely amazed at how durable and reliable the Hondas are, but it is a 14-year-old car, and I would like to have a newer car. But I think I and pretty much everybody else out here in the country who is not a 1% money junkie are very reluctant to sign a leasing agreement or to undertake a loan in the absence of some kind of certainty that they'll be able to make those monthly payments. A lot of workers are on part-time jobs with flexible hours. We have seen jobs vanish with virtually no warning. I think very few people have a reliable, predictable income coming in every month. Good month, bad month. Good month, bad month. And in a bad month, you can't make the payment. What happens? And so people do not want to undertake these loans or leasing agreements. If anything, they're going to try and save up a few $1,000 and, you know, buy a really old used car that's not as old as the one they're driving. And that's why the new car industry is in such terrible situation. And I think the reason they're simply building all these cars and stockpiling them, and by the way, when they're sitting out there in that parking lot not being maintained, they start to rot away. Past a certain point, they can't be sold as new any longer. But I think they're being kept in operation because if the American automakers collapse from lack of sales and lack of leasing, it's going to be another major political embarrassment for the United States government that bailed out all these automotive companies at taxpayer expense on the assurance that they'd be making money and we'd be making a profit back from it. And by the way, you, the taxpayer, got soaked for something like $11 billion on the General Motors bailout, mostly because the U.S. government dumped their remaining stock in GM just before the announcement about that problem with the ignition switch came out. So I think the automakers are still being covertly propped up and told to go on manufacturing cars, even though nobody's buying and leasing right now in any great large numbers, because it's another political embarrassment for the U.S. government. They did everything wrong. When the Wall Street mortgage-backed security fraud collapsed in 2008, the government solution was take trillions of dollars from the American people, give it to the banks, so the banks could loan it back to the American people, except the banks kept most of it as bonuses, and the American people didn't want to borrow any more money because of where the jobs numbers were heading. Now, if they'd gone the other way, if they'd taken trillions of dollars from Wall Street and given it to we, the American people, who are the victims of all this ongoing fraud, nobody would have missed a credit card payment. There wouldn't be a credit crisis. Nobody would have missed a mortgage payment. There wouldn't be a mortgage crisis. People would be out there buying and leasing brand new cars. There wouldn't have been a need for the automotive bailout. We'd be down at the shopping malls buying all kinds of hopefully made in America products. There wouldn't be a retail crisis. Everything that we are suffering now happened because the government's attitude was, we have to protect the Wall Street bankers and who cares about the American people. That's what's going on. And I think the reason that they're continuing to manufacture cars and just store them in all of these lots is because they don't dare admit that the auto industry is in collapse again. And like I said, you know, plus a lot of people are very leery of the brand new cars that have all this electronics in there that can be hijacked and tracked and interfered with. You know, I remember this funny episode on Top Gear. I'm a big Top Gear fan, absolute huge Top Gear fan, and partly that's because, believe it or not, both of my parents were amateur racing drivers in New England, Killington Climb, a lot of rally work, stuff like that. My father actually drove Formula 3 briefly. So I watched Top Gear, and I remember this one episode where Jeremy Clarkson had ordered this top-end Ford car, custom-made, and it took a long time to deliver, and it showed up at the Top Gear studios, and he gets in to start it and drive off, and it won't start. And it turned out it was some kind of a malfunction in the security system where even though he had the fob on the key, the security system said, I don't think that's the right fob, and just locked it up. I think American products are too junked up, whether it's military or automotive or anything else. We need to go back to simplicity. Simple, elegant, easy for the end user to repair, reliable. We don't have that anymore. But again, I understand where the auto companies are right now. I would love to buy a newer car or lease a car. The payments are very attractive. But I'm not going to do that because I can't predict with any certainty what my income is going to be come July or September or November. I can't. And very few other Americans really can. And I think that's affecting the entire consumer economy in the United States. People are choosing to go without rather than buy something on credit terms. And that, of course, is basically a very bad thing for the Federal Reserve, because all money enters circulation as a loan at interest. And if people aren't borrowing, then the money supply is collapsing and there isn't enough money even to pay the interest on the old debt, let alone do anything new. And that is why private central banking ultimately collapses the economy of every nation that is enslaved to that system. Now, more economic news. Over in Iowa, one of their hospitals has started to announce layoffs caused by Obamacare. Far from providing quality health care service to the American people, it's actually cutting it back. Why? Because Obamacare was never about care. It was never about affordable. It was about garnering a brand new $200 billion a year boost in profits to the health insurance companies, which the government would get a piece of the action through taxes. And that hasn't worked. In fact, Lou Dobbs has this report on this latest Obamacare scandal where they've hired this contractor to process Obamacare applications and nobody is signing up. And so all these taxpayer-funded workers are sitting around just hitting refresh all day long waiting for somebody to sign in. Now, getting on to Common Core, we linked... Oh, wait a minute. We got a caller on the line here, Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I wanted to talk about the car with the too many cars.
Yes.
And I remember in 2008, they had... remember they were doing buy one, get one free over on the East Coast, some of the dealerships were. I don't know if you knew that.
I didn't know. I hadn't heard of it. Buy one, get one free. Well, that's great for a couple, you know, like myself here. But, like I said, just looking at the prices for leasing, arrangements, on the commercials, if anybody in this country actually had a dependable, reliable income, we'd definitely be taking advantage of that deal.
Yeah, that was in 2008. And now they'll probably have buy one, get five free. But you gotta pay, you know, you gotta have insurance for all of them.
Yeah. Well, plus the parking spaces, you know, we're only allowed two parking spaces where I live, and one of them is sitting empty right now. We loan it to our friends here.
See, this goes back to where we're consuming more than we produce, but now we're producing too much, and we can't afford to consume them.
that says it all right there. You're absolutely correct. I mean, our whole economic model for the last couple of decades has been based on overconsumption, whether it's planned obsolescence, where everything that you buy is designed to fail just outside the warranty to make you buy another one. Look at Microsoft. Every 5-6 years, it's a whole new operating system, and they go out of their way to try and make sure you don't stay with your old one. The model is to keep you working as hard as you can to constantly just stay where you are, to have a current computer. And that kind of marketing, we're seeing it like with the smartphones. People aren't getting the latest whiz-bang gadget, mostly because they're concerned the NSA is already in there, and they're hanging on to their old computers and their old smartphones as long as they possibly can. This is, you know, the current manufacturing marketing mindset isn't working with the American people. And as we come out of this economic mess, we're going to have to see manufacturers make a commitment to going back to simple, reliable, dependable, long-lasting products, or they're simply not going to have any sales. We got to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the call, Dustin, and we'll be right back.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available. Or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day. $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement? Some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on medical tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I'm starting to get some videos from this American Spring March in Washington, D.C., and it's not the huge crowd that was being advertised. In fact, as near as I can tell, they've got maybe 50 to 75 people there. And they crowd them together, and they do tight shots with the camera, which is what they do when they can't go back and do a wide angle to show a huge crowd here. So this looks like a major fizzle, and that's probably just as well because there's nothing that 50 to 75 guys can do that the U.S. government could claim represents a dangerous trend among the American people as a whole. So, as a matter of fact, we have a caller here on the line, Gary in Washington, D.C. Aloha, Gary. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, hey, Mike, did I understand correctly that there's supposed to be some kind of a protest going on here in D.C. today?
Well, that's the rumor, and like I said, there's just now some Ustream videos showing a group of guys over by the Washington Monument, and they're there with the Gadsden flags and everything else, but it's really a very, very small contingent.
Well, I can tell you, I was at the Washington Monument at about 11 o'clock this morning. I did a swing around the Capitol at about 1 o'clock this afternoon, and I was kind of looking for these guys, because, you know, the when the big protest was going on here in D.C. against Obamacare, I was out there marching with the people. I added, you know, my carcass to their numbers. And it seemed to me like there was hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people out there on the street protesting that. Some said as many as 2 million, depending on whose news reports you believe.
Well, I'm old enough to remember that huge anti-Vietnam protest on the mall there, which Lyndon Johnson...
Yeah, I was there. I got pepper glass gassed in that one.
Well, good for you. Lyndon Johnson wrote in his memoirs that when he looked out the window and he saw all those people is when he realized Vietnam was lost.
Yeah, well, you know, that was, I think, was that the year that the Bob Hope got pepper gassed with us? I can't remember. Yeah, you know, there were, you know, having grown up in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area... Yeah. Needless to say, I have attended more than my share of such protests. And I kind of got the feeling that this one that was talked about so much in D.C., that this seemed like some kind of a psyop to me. I don't know. You know, I mean,
yeah, I tend to agree. I mean, we're now knowing that the guy who organized it is former military intelligence. He's a hardcore Israel supporter. And a lot of people were very concerned about this because we've seen this kind of situation before. Going back, if you look at the history of COINTELPRO, where the U.S. government would itself set up these out-of-control riots to demonize a target group. I was there at Disneyland for that riot, the day the Yippies took over Disneyland. And that was orchestrated entirely by the FBI using their on-campus college undercover informants. And by the way, if you're in college, the FBI is still doing it. You know, those smelly kids out there trying to get you to commit an act of violence, those are all FBI. So, I was there, and it came out during the hearings into COINTELPRO later in the 70s that this was all orchestrated by the FBI to demonize the anti-war movement in the eyes of the American public. And that's just the way they like to play these games. But these days, the American people understand this is how the government tries to control us. And so they don't get the traction anymore. And I'm, you know, I was very worried about this, but if they've only got 75 people there, there isn't much that those guys can do that can be construed as justifying a national emergency or a martial law. So this one definitely is a fizzle.
Well, you know, frankly, I would have been out there marching with them if I could have found them. I don't care if they stamp my pictures in the group because, you know what?
Yeah.
I figure I've had a target on my back for about 40 years anyway. You know, one more don't make any difference. You know,
absolutely
true. I don't care who organized a darn thing. If they're out there with the right message, I'd have gotten out there and added myself to their numbers, but I couldn't even find them. So, you know, you live and learn.
It's amazing. I've never actually been to Washington, D.C. in my entire life, and I'd like to go. A lot of great museums there. I'd like to see the Smithsonian, especially the Air and Space Museum. I understand some stuff that I actually worked with at NASA is on display there, and boy, that's going to make you feel old when you walk into a museum and some of your former work is in a little glass case there. Oh, my goodness.
Tell me about it. On another one of your topics, I am not one of those 1%. I'm far from it.
Mm-hmm.
But I did finally break down. I went out and I bought a new car day before yesterday. And
good for you.
Well, I can't afford. Yeah, and like you, I don't have a steady income, so it's very hard for me. You know, I don't know what I'm going to be making next month. So I saved up until I could afford to put half down, and I put half down on a $35,000 automobile, which scared me half to death. My wife was having heart palpitations writing the check. But the moral of the story is, sometimes you just got to do what you got to do. And when, you know, my car wasn't 14 years old. My car was 18 years old.
Yeah.
And I just could not bring myself to drive that thing anymore. At some point or another, you know, you just got to break bad. But, you know, cars have gotten to be a significant percentage of people's incomes. Have you talked about that? I remember first car I bought. It was only about 20% of a year's income. Nowadays, to buy a car, you're talking half or maybe two-thirds of your annual income to buy a car. Have you talked about that subject? It's ridiculous.
We've talked about it before. The first car I bought cost me $100. And,
But I'm talking about first new car. I mean, we all had a $100 VW Beetle when we were going to college.
The only time I ever in my life bought a new car was during my first marriage to Broadzilla. And it was a Nissan Maxima, and it ate its water pump after about 2 weeks. And yes, it was under warranty or everything, but I should have been paying attention to that, because before I got this 14-year-old Honda, I was driving this Nissan Xterra, and oh, what an absolute nightmare that was. Everything was, it ate two engines, the extended warranty people wouldn't cover it for the second time, so we donated it to Kidney Cars, which is a local charity, and we bought this Honda off of a family that was fleeing the United States and heading for other shores before things really got ugly. And the last Honda I owned before that was actually my current wife's car, and she'd bought it brand new, and we ran that for 17 years. I got to tell you, the Hondas are so impressive. I've had nothing but headaches with every American car I've ever owned. I had a Buick once, I had a Chevy once, and I had a Ford Econoline van. The engine on that blew up. But the Hondas are just amazing, and they just keep on going and going and going.
I've always had an American car. It's just, okay. So I wear red, white, and blue underwear. But I've always had an American automobile until this time around. Because you go out and try and buy something made in America, and it doesn't exist. None of this stuff's made in America anymore. So this time around, I bought a Subaru because it had a little sticker on it that was at least assembled in Indiana. Now I know it's all Japanese parts. But at least some guy in Indiana made a few bucks bolting it together. And I think that's about...
Well, my Nissan Xterra was assembled in Tennessee, and they're over there. But, I would love to buy American when American manufacturing starts producing products that match the quality from what we're getting overseas. And I'll give you a really good example. I didn't mean to go off on this rant here. I hope the listeners will forgive me. I'm a big supporter of the new LED lights. The compact fluorescents are very dangerous. The LED lights are very wonderful. I've invested, they're very pricey. I've invested in a couple of the Philips LED bulbs. They just go and go and go, and I don't have to worry about them. I was pushing this American brand of LED bulbs, the Cree, which launched last year, and we got a whole bunch of them, but they've got problems like the glass global fall off. Now, since it's an LED, it keeps on working. The glass globe is just to make it look like a light bulb and act as a diffuser. I've had about one-third of them fail so far in less than a year's time. And again, I'm not going to buy any more of that brand. I'm going to go back and buy the Philips, because in this economy, we can't afford to just buy the same thing over and over and over and over again, hoping that just through the sheer luck of the draw, we get something that's actually going to hold together here.
Yeah, what is the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result?
Very much so. All right, Gary, I got to let you go because we're running out of time on the show here, and I got to wrap up on a couple of other things here. So thanks an awful lot. All righty. Now, I did a link to a video, the Caleb Bonham Show, talking about Common Core math. And I had seen this before, and it is almost unfathomable. And it starts out with a simple math problem, 32 minus 12, which is 20. For anybody who went to school when I did, and were taught how to subtract, and they go through the approved Common Core math procedure for subtraction, and it's something like 11 steps. And he's out there showing it to people, and they're all saying, what is going on here? Are they deliberately trying to teach our kids ways of doing things that will limit them and cripple their ability to think? And it seems like that's exactly what's going on. And it may not be new, because when I put this up at whatreallyhappened.com, I went back and I got the video for Tom Lehrer's New Math. When that came along and people were saying, this doesn't seem to really improve math skills. It seems to be sort of mentally handicapping our kids. Maybe there's a link. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Well, there's drugs to get you up, and there's drugs to help you get down. There's drugs you get from a doctor, and there's drugs you get downtown. And there's drugs that help your hearing, even drugs that help your sight. And there's drugs that help you think that every little thing is gonna be alright. Smoke and steam and even shots, pills, capsules, little drops.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And speaking of being on drugs, I chanced to look over at the Fox News feed during the commercial break here. And what they seem to think here is news is how fans in Japan are offended by the latest iteration of Godzilla, saying that it's too fat and overweight. I guess they kind of like that sleek, athletic-looking version in Roland Emmerich's Godzilla that came out a while ago. And, of course, the very first Godzilla was very fat and puffy because it was a guy in a suit. And I actually got to see the suit. I was up at Industrial Light and Magic many years ago, and apparently George Lucas had acquired one of those suits during his travels, and it was on display there at ILM, and that was kind of a treat to see that. But that apparently is what Fox News thinks that you all want to be you know, paying attention to how the Japanese fans are not happy with Godzilla. And you need to understand, you know, to us, Godzilla is a monster, but in Japan, he's like a big hero. Whole string of movies, you know, where Godzilla came to the rescue against the Smog Monster and Mothra and Ghidorah and who knows what all else. Anyway, I want to talk a little bit about MERS, the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome. And like I said, I'm waiting for somebody in the White House to scream that it's actually a biological warfare attack by Saudi Arabia. But we now have the list of the 22 airports that have been given alerts and posters by CDC warning people not to touch each other. Not that I touch a lot of people at the airport anyway. And be careful when using shared surfaces in the restrooms. And the airports are John F. Kennedy, LaGuardia, and Newark, Los Angeles International, Chicago's O'Hare, Washington's Dulles, Houston, Dallas, Fort Worth, Atlanta, San Francisco, Seattle, Miami, Denver, Orlando, Boston, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Detroit, San Diego, Philadelphia, Charlotte, Las Vegas, and Baltimore. That's the list where they've actually put formal announcements saying be very careful who you touch, who you trade wet sloppy kisses with, who you share bathroom fixtures with and the rest of that. It is an area of concern. There is no cure or vaccine for this coronavirus. Supposedly colloidal silver will help fend it off. It has a 5-day incubation period, so we need to keep an eye on this one. Now, the good news is we are being told that the Ebola outbreak in Africa is under control, and flight bans are now being rescinded. Now, the Department of Justice, getting on back to all of this NSA spying stuff, the Department of Justice has come out and said that you, the American people, do not, in fact, have any Fourth Amendment protections when you are communicating with foreigners. And as usual, the Department of Justice is clearly off the rocker here. Yes, they can spy on all the foreigners they want. The Foreign Intelligence Service Act, and I emphasize that word foreign, was to set up a system to basically surveil foreigners. Okay, but the Fourth Amendment says that unless they have an actual accusation of wrongdoing by an American citizen supported by oath or affirmation, the government has no business invading our privacy, period, end of discussion. I don't care who you're talking with in another country. If it's that scam artist down in Jamaica that's trying to get you to send them money or something like that. Now, we have a government that is very clearly taken the position that the Bill of Rights should not apply any longer in this country, and therefore you, the American people, are fully justified in taking any and all steps to protect your data and communications from the government, because the government has been caught time and time again stealing Americans' business secrets for their own profit. They're in the business of hacking your data for their personal gains. Got nothing to do with national security. Because we know the real criminals and the real terrorists can evade the NSA by writing their own encryption. We proved that with our NSA challenge. Meanwhile, of course, the corporate media is out there screaming that Al-Qaeda is now on the cutting edge of encryption technology thanks to Edward Snowden. It's all Snowden's fault. No, it isn't. Anybody who really has something to hide from the U.S. government has known since the 1980s Echelon program not to transmit anything in the clear. And as we proved with our NSA challenge, it is actually very easy to create codes and encryption systems the NSA cannot break. The NSA spy program is not about terrorists or criminals. It's about making sure that you, the American people, aren't thinking or speaking or sharing with your friends and families those double plus ungood thoughts. Now, out in California, they're dealing with these major out of control wildfires. There's a story that came out from Investment Watch blog that at least 8 of the 9 fires have suspicious ignition points, meaning they may be arson. So next week they'll be saying that Al-Qaeda is burning up all of our dead brush-covered hillsides. Now, Governor Jerry Brown, of course, is of the opinion that all of these San Diego wildfires are due to global warming. It's global warming is the reason for the fires. Actually, what's going on here is that out in California, in fact, all across the United States of America, the funding for fire control has been cut. If you go up in the mountains of California, you used to see all of these cleared break areas. They call them the fire roads. They're not paved. but they're bulldozed clear to create fire breaks. And there were crews out there that were cutting back on the excess dead brush, which is a fire hazard. That's all been cut, just like they cut maintaining the levees along the Mississippi River, which led to the disaster during Hurricane Katrina. What we're seeing here is a failure of the infrastructure, because there used to be precautions against these fires getting completely out of control. They're not there any longer. But Governor Jerry Brown is convinced it's global warming. They're the full court press here. You know, meanwhile, of course, record low temperatures recorded across central Arkansas yesterday. Cold air continues to push into the state. Washington State snowpack 107% of normal, which means they're going to have a lot more water than they're used to. Now, amazingly enough, one of the co-founders of Greenpeace has come out and now saying that as far as he's concerned, there is no evidence that global warming, if there is any, and there isn't, we're in a cooling trend, is caused by humans. So they're already starting to break ranks here. Now, I think we talked about this guy before, Lennart Bengtsson, who has just been forced to resign from a post on a climate skeptic think tank, who's gone public saying that he wrote a very well-researched paper on the failure of these dire predictions from the carbon Nazis, and it was rejected from publication. And when it was rejected, it came back and said, this is not helpful to the global warming agenda. So it's more confirmation that the only scientists who are getting published and funded are those who will go along with this agenda. Now, as I mentioned before, there's this article by Dar Jamal, The Devastating Impacts of Climate Change Increasing. And I reposted it to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com because if you read the comments, the paid propagandists are on full display out there hurling insults and abuse and just screaming that, you know, it doesn't matter what facts you post. They are unshakably convinced that global warming is real, humans are completely to blame, there must be a carbon tax. This is a full-court propaganda press by the U.S. government that didn't get the cash windfall from Obamacare they were expecting, and now they're coming after a carbon tax. Memorial Day is a week from Monday. We got that call into the show earlier today where it's snowing where the guy is. This is not science, it's politics. Absolutely. Apparently, antidepressant use in the United States is up 400%. That's certainly very good news for the pharmaceutical industries and bad news for us because of the known demonstrated link between these antidepressant medications and acts of suicide and inexplicable mass violence. Virtually all of the mass shooters waved at us by the gun grabbers were either on or withdrawing from these medications. And it's when you're trying to withdraw that you are at greatest risk of having some kind of a mental event that leads you to harm yourself or others. But they're going to go on pushing these things. It's just like they're pushing the GMOs. We don't care if it harms the population. We're making money. We're tithing members of Congress with bribes and campaign support. And that's all that really matters. And that's what the United States of America is all about right now. Make money any way you can. Share it with the government. And you are off scot-free. There's the music. It's time for Claire and I to get on out of here and get to feeding the homeless here on the island of Oahu. We will be back Monday here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Please visit republicbroadcasting.org. Hit that donate button. We need your support to stay on the air. We're not getting money from the government or large corporations or shadowy non-governmental organizations. We rely on you. We are a true people's network. You're the people. Please click that link and help republicbroadcasting.org. We'll be back on Monday. Have a good weekend. Aloha, America.